Liam's in Draperstown, George is in Banbridge, Stephen in Belfast, William and Colin, lots of you calling us in this. George, good morning to you.
Hello, Stephen. The point I'd like to make is it wouldn't matter. Many broadcasts that the Ulster Unionists, the DUP made in England, the people in England can't vote for them. The relevant platform for them is BBC, Radio Ulster, UTV, etc., etc., for the people who can vote for them. It wouldn't matter how many broadcasts they made. Can you understand what I mean?
No, of course, and that would presumably be part of the BBC's reasoning behind this, George.
Yes, surely, I'm sure Talada Infinitum will have, and yourself included, will have many chances to interview our own people at Northern Ireland, and we'll get plenty of coverage. Like, after all...
Let me give you this counter-scenario, right? So the DUP could, or Sinn Féin could, whatever, any of these parties, mm-hmm. if that election... in May is really, really close. Okay, yes. In the same way that it was the Lib Dems that allowed that went into coalition with the Conservatives and gave them the balance of power, right?
Yes.
Some of these MPs here in Northern Ireland yes. could be the difference between someone becoming the Prime Minister or not if they decide to back that party.
Yes.
Do you not think people in England, Scotland, and Wales would want to know about this other party that yes. may hold the balance of power?
Yes,
would want to see them questioned? Would they not want to yes. see them questioned by one of the BBC's top yes. broadcasters across the water as well as here?
Yes, Stephen, they could want to know.
And let me just put one final point, George. But here's one final point. And would those voters watching in England, Scotland, and Wales?
Mm-hmm.
Would they not be actually quite interested in what the values are of the political party that may actually hold the balance of power, of what they would be voting for that may affect UK-wide legislation?
Would it really matter? And many people knew what the Lib Dems stood for when they went into a coalition. It was the big parties that people concentrated on. I couldn't tell you what one of the policies that Lib Dems had. And I'm sure... 90% of people out there would be the same, Stephen.
Don't forget that the DUP, no doubt, Sinn Féin, Alliance, SDLP, don't forget that they'll be saying that people in England will be watching Plaid Cymru. Now, how relevant is that to someone in England?
But the
BBC have allowed them into that debate.
It still doesn't matter, Stephen. The people in England can't vote for Plaid Cymru. I can't vote Conservative over here.
That's why this has become such a mess, that very point you make. George, thank you. Colin in Portadown. Morning, Colin.
Good morning. Yeah. Political correctness dictates just about every area of our lives now. Individuals and groups would use the PC to put across their point. And for the BBC to exclude the fourth largest party in Parliament is not political correctness. And another thing, we in Northern Ireland, millions of pounds are paid into the TV licence. Is Tony Hall going to give us a refund? Because he won't allow our parties to take part in a national... debate.
Well, Lord Hall would remind you that there is going to be a national debate. It's just going to be a separate one between the larger parties in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, separate. That's the word, separate. But we're not separate. We're part of the UK.
Colin, thank you. Stephen in Belfast. Morning, Stephen.
All right, Stephen. The minister shows you the basket case Northern Ireland is that we don't. They're only playing politics over here. But also, your man's right there. How would the BBC like it if we all refuse to pay our TV licence? How would like that message sent us?
Well, why would you do that?
Well, they can't sue us all because they're not treating us equally, are they? They take our money equally, like. They threaten us equally with others when you miss one payment or something. They can't take us all to court, can they, if we all stick together?
And is that important to you? Is that important to you? You really think, I don't know, Sinn Féin, SDLP, Alliance, DUP,
watching them being grilled
about national issues, is that important to you?
Yeah, of course it is. I'm part of the UK. Of course it is.
So what does this say to you? What have you read out of this?
I read that it just shows you we're not a proper democracy, for a start. Because we have a forced coalition, and the rest of them don't, for a start. Apart from the one that they agreed with for the hung parliament there in Westminster. So we're a basket case. We're not right.
You're talking about a Stormont issue here. Here we are talking about the Westminster election.
Yeah, I know. But we're not a proper democracy, mate. That's all. We don't count, mate. We're just a leech in Westminster say. That's all we are.
What do you say to the BBC this morning, Stephen?
I can see why they don't include you, but at the same time, they take your money equally. So if they're going to do it, you may as well treat them equally for taking their money.
And they would say that we are getting a separate debate between the larger parties in Northern Ireland.
I think it does say more. It says to the people over here, you need to get your act together and get into a proper democracy, because we're not as a proper democracy. This shows it. This blatantly shows it.
Lord Hall also says our coverage will also ensure a proper understanding of the political context of the election, such as the role Northern Ireland parties, including the DUP, could play in the formation of the next United Kingdom government. But Lord Hall doesn't say where that coverage will be, how extensive that coverage will be, how it will be performed, where it will be performed, who will be included.
Yeah, I know. But when they're going to go to war again in Westminster, and they'll be asking for our troops to go, see if our politicians back them. Simple. Holding their ransom. And that's it.
Another very interesting, just one last thing with you, another interesting line in this. As you're aware, says Lord Hall, the party political structure in Northern Ireland differs significantly from the rest of the UK. Well, how? Yeah.
Well, we're a forced coalition. We're not an opposition government. So that's how it differs. So it doesn't matter who we vote for here. They're all in power anyway. Do you know what I mean? It's a forced coalition anyway. So I can see why they're doing it. But at the same time, it's not right when you're not being treated equally. And the tax equally.
Yeah. The reason it's different here, of course, the Labour Party doesn't contest elections here, so we're not part of that election race. But this might come down to MPs, and Northern Ireland, I'll say it again, holding the balance apart. William in Belfast. Good morning to you, William.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, William.
I can't understand the BBC or the broadcasters. Now, educate me on this. This is too simple. Why is it not that if you don't contest 25% or 30%, whatever might be the criteria, in the United Kingdom seats, you don't get on the main debate? And then you have regional debates for people who don't fit that criteria.
There seems to be at least a logic to that.
There is a logic to that. To me, it's sensible. As Andrew Neil said on Sunday morning, if you continue on with this, it'll be an episode of 15 to 1, 15 parties, and you'll never, ever have a debate or get to core issues or get into the detail if this continues, this nonsense. And I blame the broadcasters for being so silly with it.
Remember, this isn't just the BBC, I should add. This is a letter today from the BBC, but this is a collective direction that the broadcasters are taking.
Well, I'm saying the broadcasters simply have to turn around and say, if you're not contesting 125 seats, whatever 25% is, you're not in this debate, and don't moan about it because we're going to have regional debates. We'll ask you about a coalition government. We'll ask you which one would go with Labour. We'll go into all that detail, but the main debate... 25%. If Elvis Presley party wants to put up 125 candidates, well, the money, good luck to them. That's the only way out of this silliness.
I'll say one thing before you go, William. Remember this about the BBC, right? So here are challenging questions being asked of the BBC this morning. Where? On the BBC. So remember that about the BBC. Remember the freedom that broadcasters like me and licensed fee payers like you have on the BBC. So there's no one closing this down. There are no BBC suits or bosses trying to close this down. I am confident that I have the freedom to be able to challenge the BBC as much as anyone else. Just remember that in the middle of all this.
Well, we've seen this in the past. We've seen this from Day, and we see it from Andrew Neil and you locally. So there's no big surprise in that.
But I will say this. Where are they?
Who?
Where are they? Where are the highly trained managers? Where are they?
They'll eventually come out. You keep calling and they'll come out.
Well, we will.
Okay.
Let me tell you, we will be ringing them big time at 10:30 this morning.
Do yourself a favour by bringing common sense on to 5 Live by talking about a criteria of 25 or 30% of the parties who contest seats and get away all this silly nonsense and cut away all this wood and get them into the regional debates. Or we're not going to be able to test Miliband. We're not going to be able to test UKIP against our friend Cameron. It'll be an absolute nonsense unless we get 4 up there, a couple of hours, and let's see the colour of their money with UKIP.
OK. William, thank you.